Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Warning. This podcast contains adult language and themes throughout.
Hello, I'm Candy Warhol.
And I'm Crystal Rasmussen.
And you're listening to...
Dragonians, the podcast. So, welcome to the show. And before we kick off, you know, Candy, what have you been doing this week?
Well, Crystal, I think you've probably seen from social media, I've had a pretty rough weekend. My parrot, Chanel, was let out. And, you know, I just left the window open and she flew out and I'm still looking for her. I've been searching everywhere and I'm to be honest, I'm freaking out. For any of our listeners, she's my beloved parrot, Chanel. She will respond to her name if you call out. Any leads, please write in. Please get on the phone. I need Chanel. I can't talk about it. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm so sorry. That's so complicated. I heard that she flew towards the canal.
She did. She was last seen heading towards the canal, just right by the shopping center. That's where we would go on our days out. So I think.
And she goes by the full name of Chanel Chanellington, right?
Chanel Chanellington, yeah. So she will respond to both. If scream out Chanel Chanellington, please, Annie Leeds, please write in. Okay, but look, do you know what? Let's be professional and onwards and upwards. So today we are talking about sex, or le sex, as they say in France, or fetto, as they say in Italian. What does sex mean to you, Crystal?
Well, I mean, if I'm honest with you, until, you know, I arrived in the studio today, I'd never heard of it. I'd never heard of sex per se. You know, I'm aware of, you know, things like sounding and fisting, but that, you know, is that the same thing?
It's on the spectrum. It's a sexual act, but I mean, sex can be, you know, an act of physical love, an act of anger, an act of, you know, self-expression.
Repayment.
Well, you know, sex for many like me can be, you know, a monetary act, you know, an act of survival. It's, you know, it's where I met my third husband, Richard Gere. When he paid me for sex, but then we also fell in love through that, you know, and started a good 6-month love affair until I divorced him and took all his money.
Candy, honestly, that is so interesting to know what makes you tick. For anyone wondering what makes me tick, you can call 0800 REVRSE, and you know, and you'll get some answers there. I think it's time to move on with the show after that.
And I know we've more to discuss. So I think on that note, it's time for Candy and Crystal's Concerns.
Listen up, you're about to learn Candy and Crystal's Concerns.
So Candy, it's been a few days now since my sex tape leaked to the press, you know, and frankly, it feels like this could be the end for me. You know, while of course, you know, this isn't my first sex tape that's leaked, this new one is just a bit different. It's going to, you know, I think it's just going to destroy me, you know. And, you know, I was young. I was 16 when I made this video with this well-known twink athlete. You know, and I just had really low standards back then, 2 days ago. And, you know, at that age, you do anything with anyone. That's how I got with Ronald McDonald, you know, that's how I got with, you know, Rebecca Ferguson. She was great though. But, you know, now these videos of me and this athlete are all over Woman's Own, you know, the Farmer's Journal. I was just about to have a cover there. They took it off me, you know, and everyone is just laughing at me. And, you know, cause it's been really good for his career. You know, he needed the boost, you know, he's threatening to leak the rest of them. you know, and I just don't know what to do about it.
I mean, is it, are you embarrassed because of, I mean, obviously you're embarrassed of who it, because of who it was. I mean, I am a bit mortified for you myself.
But I'm shocked that people in the press are having the reaction to this video that they are, because, you know, to me, this is sort of classic, you know,
well, it's classic.
Wednesday, you know, it's either, you know, Wednesdays, we either get a takeaway and watch Coronation Street, you know, or we do this. It's one and the same, you know, this is just, this is our domestic practice. And, you know, I feel so judged for that, you know?
Yeah. And as you said, you know, you're scared of this guy leaking the rest of what you've called the trilogy of these videos. I think the best thing that I could recommend here is, do you own these videos? Do you have copies of them yourself? Well,
you know, I don't own the rights. It's been a lot, Candy.
It has. And I know you were obviously upset with about, you know, losing that Farmers Journal cover you had just done the shoot.
Of all the things that happened, that is, I think, the worst.
That was the one thing. And it was a stunning shoot. It was a stunning photo shoot. You with all those pigs. But I think I think what we should focus on is you owning this and you claiming back your ownership of this and you leaking it first. I think leak the tapes now and start thinking about what you're doing next, because I think there's a market there for this film noir saga of yours.
Yeah, that is such good advice. Okay, I'm straight after the show. You can catch it all on our social media. I'm gonna leak it. Okay, well, I think, honey, that's all we've got time for when it comes to Candy and Crystal's concerns. So I think it's time to introduce our guest for the week.
Okay, we are so excited to introduce our guest today. She is a triple threat. She is an all-singing, all-comedian, all-award-winning dancer. She is Miss Jordan Gray. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I was in my head trying to count what those three things were as you said them. And as they came out, I can confirm they are correct.
Yes. I think a lot of people don't know that about you. You're an award-winning dancer, which it's incredible if you get to see it.
Incredible, yeah.
I'll keep it on the DL for sure.
Yes, and another skill that you can do is also beatboxing, which we know is very in vogue right now.
Very useful. And we're all creating content from our places at home.
Can you box a beat for us, Jordan?
Oh, is this the new official theme tune? Right, let me give it some thought. Are you thinking? I'm thinking some 90s garage.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah,
see if it works. Dragony yarns in the house, in all of our houses.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I mean,
quite literally in the house.
You know what's interesting is I can also beatbox, but I can do it from my urethra. Yeah, and I, you know, I haven't done it for a while. I'm a bit out of practice, but just let me have a go. Okay, count me in, Jordan.
1, 2, 3, urethra.
Wow, that is, what a ride.
Stunning. Just
avant-garde. Incredibly avant-garde performance.
I won the Mercury Award for it. I don't talk about it too much. You know, people were really impressed. It was the album. It was, you know, that incredible album, Beauty and the Beast, the soundtrack. It was incredible. I think actually, Jordan, you're here, you know, you're here both as our beautiful friend and also as somebody with a dilemma. Do you want to tell our listeners about your dilemma?
Of course. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a interesting one. It's a difficult subject to broach, but I feel safe in your company, and thus I am willing to disclose at this moment in time. So I'm married. I'm very happily married. I quite like her quite a lot, and I suspect that those feelings are reciprocated. It's been a couple of years now. We're all right. We're doing fine. We've decided that we, between us, and that's the only way it can really happen, is that we would like to partake in a threesome of sorts, a menage a trois, as it were. My question to you is, how do you go about finding the right person? And then how do you broach that subject with that said person?
Well, first off, I just want to say on behalf of Crystal and I, thank you for completely lowering the tone of our family friendly podcast. This is actually going out live at primary schools all over the country at lunchtime. But look, I suppose this is how they're going to have to learn.
Exactly. It's educational. We can talk about the physics, but also the moral implications. I think it's a good time to learn about this stuff.
Can we ask, has there been any threesome in the relationship yet? Has there been past mistakes?
There's been one and a half. Which would imply that there's only one person involved. No, there was all three of us was there the first time, and it was great. I think we just wanted to repeat that performance. We almost had four, five, six doesn't make any difference after that point. You can grow exponentially. It's just about having another person there to break up the monotony. We nearly had a foursome in Barcelona, lovely Barcelona. I'd just done a performance. And in my performances as a comedian, I'll occasionally broach that subject to the audience about bringing in a third person, but they all just think I'm joking. So it gets a nice big laugh, but then no one takes it seriously at the end. And this was the first time someone had taken it seriously. It was this, they were gorgeous, Asian American couple, like a man and woman. But my partner had eaten too much gelato and she had a bad tummy. So we had to decline that offer very unceremoniously at the last second.
I think, first of all, that's where you made a mistake, because I know from being incredibly dairy intolerant that actually if you eat dairy before a threesome, it can make things way more interesting, you know? I think going back to your dilemma, I think one of the first questions we need to ask is, you know, what have the conversations between you and your wife been like about this?
Well, she's bang up for it. Like, it's the thing is, your listeners may not have clocked, because of course this is a audio medium. I'm a transgender woman. My voice is a little bit lower because I transitioned later. So you might have thought that's just some cockney lad having a pop. So I'm a transgender woman, but I'm pre-op. Although I'm never going to have the operation. So technically I'm just non-op transsexual person. What that means is I've got appendages. Like, I've had a boob job and I've got my original equipment downstairs. So I'm like a Swiss Army sex knife. I've got appendage for every situation. And I think
she's got a bunch of hemorrhoids as well, which are really interesting too down there.
I'm like a cactus. I'm a sexual cactus. I've got protrusions in every direction. Why not make use of that in every cardinal point? And she understands that. Why not have more people involved? Because I've got a little something for everybody.
She's a lucky woman, isn't she?
She knows where her bed's buttered.
It's great.
She's the best. She's very open. And so she's like woman classic, if you know what I mean. She's got like a womb and everything. She's just a classic female.
Good
for
her.
Between us, we've got everything that you could ever need.
Yeah.
I love it.
A one-stop shop.
Exactly, a one-stop sexual boutique.
Well, I feel like if you're inviting a third person in, then they should only be so lucky, really, you know.
Candy, that's a good point. You know, what are you looking for in that third? You know, what do you both desire? You know, in terms of a third.
Well, gender-wise, I'm not fussed, to be fair. As I say, Lego, we just fit together with everybody because of what we have going on.
It's very modern. I love it.
Yeah, I would never have thought I'd use the word pansexual before, but just that makes sense. By the time I've figured out what my sexuality is, I'll be dead. So there's too many different terms going on. Might as well just say I'm a pansexual person. That's so interesting. I thought about this before I came on to talk to you. So people like to say, of course, that gender and sexuality are not linked. And that's the reigning consensus. And it makes sense. But have a think about this. So think of a gay man. That doesn't make that man a woman. That's a gay man. But a lot of people think, gay man, why is he not wearing a dress then? That's 50s, 40s, 30s thinking. They're different. Think about this, though. I always liked women. So I was just a straight guy. Now that I'm a transgender woman with a wife, I'm a lesbian. I didn't change anything about my personality, but the sexuality has changed on the form that you tick at the gum clinic. It's all very, very different now.
That is super interesting. And also then it's interesting that you're now interested in a partner, a third partner of any gender.
Yeah,
so that does make you truly fluid.
Fluid, exactly. And we're back to that subject. I think, because before, if I'd have partaken in a sexual experience with a man, it'd have been a gay man, and gay men are brilliant, but they want men, and I'm not one. So it's a different interaction, isn't it? I'm a straight guy, a guy that's into ladies with similar physiology. I don't know. It's a funny old world we live in. Thanks for having this chat with me. I've been bottling all this up inside for a long time.
You know, can I ask if you've been, how have you pursued the third? Is it in real life? Is it online? You know, is it via pigeon flown letter? What are you doing?
Yeah, that was very mixed signals that we sent via the pigeon. It was, that's the great thing about me and my life. I'm quite lucky and fortunate because I'm a comedian and formerly I was a recording artist. I've never dated or been involved with anybody that didn't see me before I saw them. They saw me from afar and then they approached me. I've got no skill set in terms of talking to other people and broaching the subject because they just sort that out for you. So now as a comedian, I just make that joke all the time and I get up in the front row grill and I make these little jokes. I always say in terms of comedy groupies or gag hags, as they like to be called, always pick them from the back. Don't pick them from the front because they're far too eager. Pick them from the back like you would some milk in a supermarket because they're a little bit, you know, fresher. Mm. And that's always been my way. But then because of the nature of my introduction, it being a joke, I think people always just think it's a lighthearted joke. Like, but there's always an element of, if you say yes right now, then it wasn't a joke. If you say no, then it was a very, very good joke.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was just going to ask, you've talked about... you've had one threesome, and I know, Crystal, for you, if there's not at least four or five, you know, then it isn't a night. Is there, Jordan, like threesome or group sex etiquette? Is there like do's and don'ts of how you should treat somebody if you're bringing them into your boudoir?
Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? Because like you said earlier, about a long-term situation. Very much I'm not looking for a live-in person, but repeat performance is quite important. So you want to set a good example when they arrive. In my lifetime, I've had three threesomes. So if you want to talk about mathematical sex, I've cubed my sexual output. And they've all been very, very different. There's never been a... even though this is such a ridiculous and absurd subject, I'm now feeling really shy about talking about the specifics. There's never been another Willie involved in any of those interactions. Mine was the lone ranger device. Yeah, and see, that's now that I'm with a woman, I got a wife, and am indeed myself a wife. Like traditional lesbian relationships, there's usually like four boobs involved and they're all God-given boobs, and then it's the penetrative element, the component would be a prosthetic, wouldn't it? That'd be the thing that's brought in. But it's opposite with us. We've got four boobs between us, two of them are prosthetic, and I've got a sort of nature's strap on. God's given me a dildo all of my own. The point is that in all these interactions, that's very much sort of the what might you call it? You know, like when you say, oh, let's meet back at the Strand. It's like, it's a totemic object that's always there. It's always, let's meet back at this waypoint in the sexual experience. It's always my totem pole. So it'd be nice to invite another one in. So I've not got that pressure.
So I was going to say, so you feel like a pressure to be the starring role.
Yeah, which oddly for me in that situation is too much.
Right. Okay, interesting. Because to me, you know, I want to be the starring role everywhere I go. And, you know, and that's why I'm trying to get Candy fired off the show. But it's sort of, you know, it's been a long battle and there's legal working on it 24/7. But, you know, I think that's really interesting. So what you're saying is actually, do you think what you're saying is that you're seeking somebody with a penis?
I reckon. Yeah, but it is important again to point out that the male and female willy, they're different species.
Sure.
It's like two different types of oceanic slug. They're just different looking things. Think of it like IKEA furniture. You've got like a little A slot and a C slot, and there's a D. There's definitely a D, and it's where they all go. But with another Willy involved, it's easy, just like sword fighting. To throw a spanner in the works, if you've heard of demisexuality, the idea that you are attracted to somebody after establishing a romantic connection, now let's just throw a little bit of that in there and just say maybe that's where I'm at. How do you incorporate a threesome partner without going too full on and then accidentally marrying a second person? Do you know what I mean? And inviting them in permanently. I think still retaining that sort of emotion.
You know, I think, like, you know, if you're taking them to the Ritz, which is where I live, you know, you're giving out the wrong signal. But I think if you take them to somewhere middle of the road, you know, let's say Las Iguanas, you know, they get the idea that, like, you're going to buy them a margarita, sure, and you're going to, you know, establish a connection, but this is not for the long term. You know, you took them to Las Iguanas. Come on.
This is not a joke. I met the person that we had our first threesome with at Las Iguanas because I had a residency there. I used to play it there. So you've hit the nail on the head. Clearly the place that they like to hang out.
It's Las Iguanas. Yeah, no, exactly. I think, you know, if there's anything that we've all learned over this long, long decorated life, it's that Las Iguanas is the place to find a third. You know, it's all about the subtle language you're using. You know, we're looking for a third to have fun with. We're looking for a third, you know, to move in and clean the house. You know, whatever you're looking for, you've just got to be upfront about it. You know, that's how I found my third. I was looking for, you know, a colonic irrigation specialist, you know, enema specialist. And, you know, I found one, you know, and he's a live-in now. You know, he lives here. He lives under my kitchen cupboards. And, you know, it's been a really fruitful relationship. But I do think, I think to be honest from the start is key. I really do.
Okay. What happens if you ask somebody and they were just very friendly, but they had no intention of taking it further? And, you know, that's the point. It's all very playful and silly and, yeah, let's do it. And then you say, come on then. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, what were we talking about? I thought we were having a laugh. How do you guarantee that you're not going to be shut down?
Do you mean, so you're in the bar and you're, like, chatting with somebody, you're having a great time, you, your wife, and the third, and then you invite them back and they're shocked? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean asking them in the first place. Like, you're in the bar, we're in the Las Iguanas, other reptilian sex clubs are available, and you're there, right, at the bar, and you say, so anyway, I was talking earlier about how fun it would be to go back together, and it's all, and they're like, come on then, cab's waiting outside. How in that moment can you be sure they're not going to go, whoa, we're just having a laugh?
Well, I think it's all about, like, judging, you know, like the body language and, like, how how you're having fun. You know, you could remove all your clothing and, you know,
it's a bold start.
Again, honesty is the best policy. If you're feeling something, you know, down there, show them.
What you're saying is, how can I always be sure that I'm gonna approach a third and I'll never get rejected? That's what your question was. And the point is, you literally can. And I think maybe one of the ways to safeguard that is to do this online, to seek thirds online, because what you can do is, like, gauge from the off whether you're into it. You already know a lot of your stats are there up front. But I think in real life, I think, you know, a lot of people do a lot of talking, but whether they're gonna do the doing is different. And it's okay. I think we all know it's very obvious thing to say, but we all have to be aware that, like, people are constantly within their rights to say no. And it's never really about you. It's often about the person and how they're feeling and what they're looking for and what they want to do. So I would say don't be afraid to ask and don't be afraid to get shot down. But Candy, you know, you have quite a lot of experience with this. Remember when you hosted that show Blind Date? You were going by a different name back then.
Scylla. Yeah, I mean, again, I would, you know, the three guys, you know, they would line up and they would choose, you know, their winner. And then I would push the winner out of the way and put myself forward for the date. You know, sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. But, you know, it's, again, I just got used to it. You know, like, rejection is just a part of life, isn't it? But I also think for some people, you know. Thank you, Jordan. But I also think it's important to remember that you are inviting somebody into the bedroom and your relationship, and it's all about making them feel comfortable. So if you make it just about the two of you, it can be quite a bit jarring. You know, when I had my threesome with Ali and Lindsay Lohan, you know, they already had this history. They had this connection, you know, this spark. and I just felt left out. So I think it's about making the person you're bringing in feel respected and special, you know, which they didn't. They didn't for
me. You know, and when I had my threesome with Torville and Dean, they made me feel just incredibly welcome, you know, and really, really cared for. You know, they took me skating, you know.
Around that rink.
Yeah, Dean rimmed me on the ice. You know, it was absolutely sort of like a nice cold tongue up there. It was just sort of, it was an incredible sort of sensory overload that I had with both, you know.
Torville kind of did that dance on you when you were lying down.
Yes, you know, I've always been into being danced upon. And so I think, you know, Jordan, you know, I think before we wrap up, I guess, you know, I think Candy and I have given you all the advice we possibly can because, you know, we're both virgins. And I guess I just want to ask you, you know, what have you learned from us today?
Yeah, I think I've learned to think about other people, and I thank you deeply for that. Mm-hmm. And while I'm upset that you turned me down between the two of you, your advice is almost better than the sexual spirits would have been between the
yet
two
again, before. Yet again, I did not turn you down, but I'm being misread here again. I said yes. And, you know, I think, Jordan, you obviously have a problem with drag queens. And I think it's time to end this show right
take
here.
Take a hard look at myself in the mirror.
And on that note, if any of our listeners are interested in entering Jordan's relationship.
Thank you for saying relationship at the end of that.
Entering Jordan's boudoir, bedroom, or maybe not her bedroom, maybe a field, a park, you know, her local gym.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, then please write in or call in. On what is the number again, Crystal?
1-800-0800-REVRSE.
Perfect. Yes. Then, yes, get in touch. Jordan will be waiting with open arms and open legs and an open mind.
That's beautiful. That's oddly a very beautiful sentiment. Thank you so much for having me and helping me out with my problem.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you in Las Iguanas. So, Candy, that was such an interesting chat with Jordan. I mean, I think she's so insightful. You know, what did you learn?
I think what I've learned today is that I'm finally ready after hearing about all of your sexual history and taking on Jordan's advice. I think I'm finally ready to lose my virginity. I feel like I am at a place in my life now after that 15 minutes to lose it. And I think tonight is the night. So I'm going to get on those apps, girl. And just want to say thank you to Jordan once again for helping me.
Proud of you. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. And now we've solved everybody else's dilemmas. It's time for our listener dilemma of the day. It's the listener dilemma of the day. So Candy, reach into that dirty, filthy bag.
Let's pick a good one. Okay, here we go. Dear Candy and Crystal, me and my husband are thinking about trying water sports for the first time. He's more into it than I am, but I feel like it's good to spice things up in the bedroom, so I'm willing to give it a try. What advice would you give to somebody new to the sport? And is it true that if he eats papaya first, it takes the smell away? Asks Susan, 72, from Hemel Hempstead.
Well, okay, I'm going to level with you here because water sports is something that I love. You know, wakeboarding, surfing, banana boating, you know, all of that stuff. But also, you know, pissing. I like it in my mouth. I like it in my eyes. I like it up my nose. Mm-hmm. You know, I like it, you know, I like it in my breakfast cereal. I like it. I like it everywhere. The thing really that not a lot of people in water sports know is that, you know, the taste of the piss is really key to your enjoyment. And so I have tried over the years with my lovers to spice things up. And, you know, I think a really good way to start is chili Doritos, you know, eat a bag of them, eat a bag of them before, you know, get him to eat a bag, you know, and that feels really nice in the eyes, kind of a cleansing burn, you know, in that way, it's a win-win. So I think start with papaya, you know, and, you know, and then go from there because, yeah, that's my advice. Candy, what's your advice?
Well, first off, Susan, thank you for writing in. And I just want to say good on you for trying. I think you're 72, which is, to me, it's the prime age for a woman's sex life. And it's kind of the average age to be trying new kinks in your 70s. Now, I've gotten a little idea From your, just looking at the photo that you sent in, you and your husband, Wilbur. This photo of you on the beach with Wilbur in that kind of polka dot little cozy. I think that's a Marks and Spencer's cozy. And just give me a little idea. What about you, you know, dress in your little polka dot cozy when he comes home? And what about setting up a little paddling pool in the bedroom, right? So you're in there and it needs to be filled so he could come in and, you know, piss all night long. You can, you know, splash and swim around in it. You can maybe get one of those little add-on plastic slides, you know, run up the one or two steps and slide right in and splash around in his piss in your little cozy. He could slide into you. That could be fun, you know, a really nice idea. It sounds like fun for the whole family, really, you know. And it's nice. It's summer season as well, you know, multi-use, you know, fun again for all the family. And yeah, I think that's the best bet, I think, Susan. And once again, photos are always our number one choice. So please let us know how you get on with the paddling pool and say hello to Wilbur on behalf of us and let us know how you get on. Oh, what another wild day, Crystal. Any plans for the weekend? Any little escapades planned?
Well, you know, I've really gotten into, really gotten into the dance mat again. You know, I was the Trocadero European champion back in the noughties, you know, and I've been thinking if there's anything the world needs right now, it's the dance mat back, you know, the politics of the dance mat. You know, and so I'm just going to be practicing on my dance mat. I'm thinking I'm going to go live on XNXX and X Hamster with it, you know, because, you know, the reason I was the European champion is because, you know, speaking of sex, which is what this whole episode was about, is because not only did I do the dance, then what I would often do is I'd roll the mat up and insert the whole thing. And I had this incredible skill where I would tense certain parts of my pelvic floor and I'd be able to hit, you know, the right arrow on the right beat from inside my colon. So I'm just going to be really trying to, you know, hone that skill for the next week. Candy, what about you?
Well, do you know what? It's been a bit of a hectic week, obviously, because of Chanel. So I'm going to be out there looking for her.
Oh my God, Candy, do not turn around. Do not turn around. You will not believe who is at the window.
It's not Martin. I don't want to turn around. It's not Martin.
No, Candy, it's not Martin. It is a pigeon who looks like a parrot.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Crystal? Little can you get to the window? Crystal? Yeah, I can't move. I'm actually shaking. Can you open the window? Oh my God, Chanel? Chanel? Chanel!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.